been unwilling to make that argument. And so it's just been, you know, protect people with pre-existing conditions versus nothing. And you know, that argument isn't working very well for Republicans.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll talk about his column this week, which I really, really liked. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we are getting some heavy volumes as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, pretty much both directions, beginning around Sunset on the north side and at the 15 interchange as you head southward into the resort area. There is a crash there, 95 North and Martin Luther King. The right lanes are blocked there on the off-ramp, so do keep that in mind on 95 North. We're also getting some slow flows as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl there on the 515 eastbound at Main, and that's slowing those transitioning from 15 North to go 515 east.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Tonight's the night, Allegiant Stadium. It is opening up now. It's going to open up without fans, which is a bummer, but it's going to open nonetheless. The Raiders, after all those years of playing at a horrible stadium in Oakland, they finally get their brand-new stadium. They are in action this evening as they are set to match up against the Saints. New Orleans sitting as 5.5-point favorites going into the contest this evening. A surprise yesterday, the Las Vegas Aces, they lose to the Connecticut Sun 87-62. In the loss, Asia Wilson, 19 points, 9 rebounds. They'll look to even up the series at a game apiece coming up tomorrow. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save for driving safely. Save for driving less with pay-per-mile insurance. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. Savings based on early signing, discount drive-bys, and mile-wise. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Third floor study hall.
My dining room table.
Home room Monday and Tuesday. My living room Wednesday to Friday.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has amazing prices on everything your student needs. This week, get 20% off copies and prints for school. That's 20% off posters, worksheets, schedules, and reports. Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on. Staples. Visit staples.com/schoolprinting for coupon. In-store only. Exclusions apply. Ends 10/31. Curbside available in most.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Home, where our story begins. Save the date for September 26th and join the Las Vegas Ronald McDonald House for a virtual event presented by McDonald's and benefiting families with sick children. The event website will take you on a guided tour of the house with fun videos, family stories, and celebrity entertainment. Plus, browse an auction featuring luxury staycations, food and wine, travel, and more, with all proceeds going towards keeping families close. Head to rmhlv.org for more information.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Monday. Coming up, major announcement at 3:40. You are going to want to be by your radio, okay? This is going to be huge. And it involves... the upcoming presidential debate. By the way, this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It's so unique and so effective that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. Victor Jenks joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His latest column, which I found fascinating, and it hit on so many levels, talking about how the elitists, their credibility is absolutely in tatters. Can you talk a little bit about what you were trying to get across on your column yesterday?
Well, there are just a couple of things that happened last week that just, you know, were so amazing to watch. I mean, at first was the historic Israel peace deal. If you have followed any sort of foreign policy stuff over the last 4 years, we have been told time and time again that you know, Trump was basically destroying the peace process. And everything he did, from, you know, breaking up the Iran deal to moving the embassy to Jerusalem to killing the Iranian leader, you know, that was all destroying any chance of peace that was possible. You know, all the experts would say, as former Secretary of State John Kerry and Joe Biden talked about this, even headlines from supposedly, you know, neutral parties like the New York Times. And it turns out they were wrong. They were just flat wrong. And they just fell on their faces, and they got it wrong. And Trump got it done when, you know, basically the conventional wisdom failed for decades. And then the second thing was the CDC director, you know, 6-7 months ago, the conventional wisdom was, don't wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask unless you're a medical professional. And then he testifies in front of Congress that wearing a mask is more effective than a vaccine is going to be. I mean, how do you take these people seriously anymore?
Well, and then you saw today. Wasn't it the CDC that backtracked on something they'd been preaching to us for?
Yeah, they put something out about how the coronavirus spread, and then they took it back. And I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, basically, and the thing is, look, people make mistakes all the time. Policy, you get things wrong, but I think that the benefits that conservatives have, that Republicans have, is we don't think that we know enough to run your life, that, you know, that there's some sort of humility in terms of, look, we know what we know, but ultimately you got to make the choices that are best for you. And you just don't get that from these people in Washington, D.C., who basically, I mean, the thing with the mask, and they basically said they were lying to us because they wanted it to keep PPE available for the health professionals. And it's just, no, I'm done. I'm not listening to you anymore. I mean, I'll listen to you, but I'm going to make my own judgment, and I encourage everyone listening to do the same thing. Make your own judgment. Get the information. Don't just listen to one side, but for everything. If someone just says, well, you have to believe me because I'm the expert, no. No thanks.
No, the experts have been proven wrong more times than not. My question is going back to the Abraham Accords. How did Trump do this? I mean, does he just have a really smart son-in-law, or was it something he did? I know he mentioned on one of his first trips abroad about his broad vision for the Middle East. How did he do this?
I think the key insight that he had, or people on his team had, is basically where the fear was. I think the conventional wisdom is that, you know, the Arab world was united against Israel, and that was the dominant way the Arab world, everyone in the Middle East, from Egypt to Saudi Arabia to Iran, viewed Israel. And in fact, it turns out, thanks to Obama's terrible diplomacy, there is a significant chunk of the Middle East that views Iran as the great threat. And they're more interested in working with people to stop Iran, and that includes Israel. And so I think what he realized is the dynamic is not Israel versus the Arabs; it's the Sunnis versus the Shias, and Iran, you know, basically is wanting to control the region. And other countries saying, "No, we're not interested in that." And yes, we're willing to work with Israel because we're, you know, more friendly with Israel than we are with Iran.
And have the John Kerrys of this world, have they apologized? I mean, somebody, it must have been Fox, ran about a minute 20 montage of all these people, including John Kerry, that said, oh, we'll end up with a world war, we'll end up with this, we'll end up with that. Society as we know it will be ended. And now all of a sudden they're having to go, oh, never mind. Has anybody from this elitist left, have they apologized at all?
Not that I've seen, certainly. I mean, at least the honest ones will come out and say, wow, this is great. I mean, you look at Jackie Rosen. She made a statement basically thanking everyone who was involved, but not naming those who are involved, which is pretty amazing. So I think there are people who are willing to admit that, yes, this was a good accomplishment. But, you talk about someone who's been wrong on almost every foreign policy issue for decades. I mean, that's Joe Biden. I mean, you go back through his record, it's just amazing how just wrong. I mean, just wrong on everything.
No. He evolves. He evolves on an issue.
He keeps evolving the wrong way. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, he does. Hey, Victor, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk again next week. You have yourself a great week, and we'll be reading your stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Kevin.
Victor Jenks, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. I've got a big announcement to make, and I'm so excited. It is the most anticipated event in American political history. Am I right on that? I don't know that you would dispute that. As President Donald J. Trump's going to square off against former Vice President Joe Biden in the first presidential debate Tuesday, September 29th, a week from this coming Tuesday. And the best place to watch this historic event is going to be with me at Rhythm Kitchen. Now, I hope you'll join me and Nevada Republican Party Chairman Michael McDonald as we watch Trump and Biden go toe-to-toe. The doors open at 5. The debate begins at 6. Now, for those of you that were with us back in 2016, nothing is going to change. Not really. We're going to be hooting and hollering every time Joe Biden gets that wigged out look on his face. The place is going to go nuts. The first time that Trump has a one-liner, the place is going to go nuts. So here's the deal. For your $15 donation to the Nevada Republican Party, they're sponsoring the event. You'll get munchies, Rhythm Kitchen style, and you know what that means. Really, really good. A star-studded pre-debate show, and the camaraderie of like-minded, socially distanced voters. Seating, obviously, is going to be limited. We got to be at 50% like the governor wants us to be. Seating will be limited, so get your tickets right now. I want you to go to Eventbrite. And just scroll down and look for the debate watch party. It's going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget that date, Tuesday, September 29th. But I promise you, if you wait until the day of the event, you may be disappointed. So get your tickets now. Go to Eventbrite, get your tickets, and we'll see you Tuesday, September 29th, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur and the 215. Stick around, more to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, Scott Hammond will join us top of the next hour. Jared Fisher, the man who would be governor. He ran for governor, rode across 17 counties here in Nevada, all 17 counties, and ended up losing in the primary. But I suspect that he's going to be a factor down the road in Nevada politics. The guy is just so clear spoken, and he's brilliant. I've learned so much from him about business, and it's incredible. Jared Fisher will join us just after 5 o'clock. I want you to hear Bill Clinton, and this is. You know, Bill Clinton appointed Ruth Bader Ginsburg, so he must be an expert on appointing justices to the Supreme Court of the United States. Yeah. But Bill Clinton, in fact, let's go to cut five. Here is Bill Clinton on State of the Union talking about why the president, well, his reaction. Let's just go to his reaction here.
Of course, it's superficially hypocritical, isn't it? I mean, Mitch McConnell wouldn't give President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, a hearing 10 months before the presidential election. And that meant that we went a long time with 8 judges on the court. This is what they do. I think that, you know, both for the Senator McConnell and President Trump, their first value is power, and they're trying to jam the court with as many ideological judges as they can. But to be fair, there is a case to be made for the argument McConnell made that in the middle of a presidential season, you should give the voters a say. That's what he said when it was 10 months away. But when the shoe's on the other foot and he wants the judge, we're fewer than 50 days away, and that argument doesn't cut any mustard. So it's going to further spread cynicism in our system. And, you know, he said he wouldn't do it. It's very interesting. Abraham Lincoln and the Republicans occasionally still claim is had a similar situation. In early October, Justice Roger Toney died in 1864, and President Lincoln wanted to appoint Salmon Chase, who'd been Secretary of the Treasury, to the Supreme Court, but he did not do it until after the election. He understood it was very close to the election, and he shouldn't do it. And Senator McConnell said before he thought the people were entitled to a say. I don't know what's happened to make him stop trusting the American people, but apparently when it's to his advantage, the people are not entitled to a say. So it is what it is. It's politics. But I think we should remember that.
That's Bill Clinton, former president. Now, let me ask you a question and think about this for a second. And you can think about it over the break if you want. We can talk about it afterwards. If the roles were reversed, if it were Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer was the majority leader, and they had a 4-vote margin if you count the vice president, what do you think they would do? What would the Democrats do? Of course they would nominate a super liberal judge to replace a liberal judge in Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, it doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure this one out. This is a political decision based on the Constitution. Think about this a minute. The Constitution is what gives you the guidance. Now you can say, is it fair? Well, if you win the 2018 elections in the Senate, if you win a majority, then you're fine. If Hillary Clinton had won in 2016, it would be much different. Instead of having 2 judges appointed by a president, there would be 3 appointed by a Democrat president. And there wouldn't be a thing we could do about it. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. Our phone number, it's always available to you, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna eat, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere, one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I was there the other night, had a great dinner. In fact, Friday night, I was at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I am so excited about our debate watch party. And for those of you that were with us in 2016, you know the kind of fun we had. There was hooting, there was hollering. We took no prisoners. And we're going to do the same thing next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, September 29th. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The debate is in Cleveland, Ohio, but we will be at Rhythm Kitchen. And I'll be there along with Nevada Republican Party Chairman Michael McDonald as we watch Trump and Biden go toe-to-toe. The doors open at 5. The debate begins at 6. Admission price is only $15. It's a donation to the Nevada Republican Party. You'll get munchies, Rhythm Kitchen style, a star-studded pre-debate show hosted by yours truly, and the camaraderie of like-minded, socially distanced voters. Seating is limited. We're at 50% of capacity per the governor. So get your tickets now. Go to Eventbrite and get your tickets now, okay? And we'll see you Tuesday, September 29th, Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur in the 215. It's our debate watch party that I'm so excited about. Stay where you are. We'll be joined by Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. And we'll talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We'll talk about schools now a month in. Is anybody learning? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19.